WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the
ABC
Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Alexis Christophorus. A five-year investigation by the Illinois Attorney General's Office shows widespread allegations of sexual abuse among Catholic clergy across the state, along with a cover-up culture. The report found nearly 2,000 children were abused between 1950 and 2019, with 451 clergy members involved. AG Kwame Raoul.
Our investigation led to the disclosure of 348 more clerics than prior to our investigation.
Investigators say the majority of the suspected abusers have died. Training of Ukrainian pilots on the American-made F-16 jets has started in Poland and other countries. The EU foreign policy chief made the announcement at a meeting in Brussels. A spokesperson for Ron DeSantis confirmed reports the Florida governor plans to announce his launch for a 2024 presidential run tomorrow night during a Twitter Spaces event with CEO Elon Musk. This is ABC News. The start of the summer travel season kicks off this weekend, and according to AAA, some 37.1 million Americans will hit the road. That's a 6% increase from last year. Good news for fans of AM radio.
As more new vehicles come off the production line without AM radio capability, Ford CEO Jim Farley posted a statement on social media announcing Ford will continue to offer AM broadcast radio in 2024 Ford and Lincoln vehicles. Farley saying after speaking with policy leaders about the importance of AM broadcast radio as part of the emergency alert system, we've decided to include it. He added, for any owners of Ford EVs without AM broadcast capability, we'll offer a software update. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Many avid exercisers struggle to hold an abdominal plank for just a few minutes. But one man from the Czech Republic was able to do it nearly 9 hours and 38 minutes, a new Guinness World Record. He beat the previous record by about 8 minutes. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of lawmakers have introduced the Farmers First Act of 2023, which expands access to mental health services for farming communities. The measure reauthorizes a nationwide program connecting farmers, ranchers, and agricultural workers with mental health assistance programs and resources. It also increases available funding for the network to $15 million per fiscal year through 2028. The suicide rate for farmers is 3.5 times higher than the general population. After 86 years, the final graduates of Cardinal Stritch University received their diplomas on Sunday. The school announced in April it was closing because of financial difficulties. Enrollment at the school dropped from 5,800 students in fall of 2010 to less than 1,500 in the fall of 2021. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW. And on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some good news right at the start, free baseball tickets. We have tickets, a pair of tickets left to Thursday's game against the San Francisco Giants. First pitch, 6:40 p.m. in Milwaukee. And always remember, you can listen live to any Brewer game on Civic Media, on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM, and also at a Richland Center, WRCE News. And that is going to be 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. So listen to them live in the Oshkosh Fox Valley area or Richland Center on your computer. And if you want to go to the game, best seats in the house. Looks like the fastball is coming right down your throat. It's a lot of fun. It's a great game. It's my game. And it's the first person who calls in, talk to Calvin. And if you can use them, they're yours. They're yours. A lot to talk about today. I want to start, as always, by giving you an update on the debt limit crisis manufactured by the Republican Party. And I mean the whole Republican Party, not just the handful of weirdos in the Treason Caucus, the Freedom Caucus, but all of them, including every Republican congressman in the state. You remember that on Sunday, Joe Biden was coming back from Japan. Well, he met Monday evening with McCarthy. And McCarthy came out and he came into his caucus today, Tuesday morning, and said, we're nowhere, quote, nowhere near a deal on the debt limit. And then he said, quote, I need you all to hang with me on the debt limit, end quote. When he was asked about his talk with Biden last night, late yesterday afternoon, early evening, he said it was productive. But he didn't say there was progress. There's a very clumsy game going on here in the Republican Party. And let me boil it down. We've talked about it a lot every day. It's the most important thing facing the country today. Janet Yellen has repeated, that June 1st is the deadline. They could run out of cash June 1st. When you run out of cash, you can't pay folks. You can't pay Social Security. You can't pay your bonds. You can't pay the salaries of people who work for the government. You can't pay your bills. You can't pay your bills. And it's the Republican Party that's holding it up. Now, what's McCarthy doing? I have a feeling that McCarthy told Biden, look, we have 30 people in the Freedom Caucus, the Treason Caucus, who have told him, stop negotiating. We're not going to agree on anything. We demand that the deal that we put in, which would cut trillions from spending already authorized and paid, and some of it is paying Donald Trump's tab. Donald Trump ran up $7.8 trillion. Trillion, not billion, trillion in debt in 4 years, the most in history. And the Democrats went along with raising the debt limit three times under him. Three times, even though a part of that debt was occasioned by this tax cut that gave 88% of its benefit to the top 1%. 88%. 88% of the money went to the top 1%. We still raise the debt limit because we don't want to knife the country in the back. Well, the Republicans are ready to knife the country in the back. And what's going on is they want to, in effect, shut the government down for a period of time. And they think that that will put a knife in Joe Biden by putting a knife in America. And then one of their sociopaths, one of their hacks, either Trump or DeSantis, can take power and then hold on to it through gerrymandered legislatures and a corrupt Supreme Court. That's what they want to do. Now, we're talking about America. America should come first. Remember, the Confederates said right after the Civil War, quote, we were crazy to take up arms against the North. We couldn't win. All we had to do is stay in the Senate and the House. We could have destroyed the country from within. And that is what they are doing right now. I'm going to go quick to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's on your mind today?
How can anybody take McCarthy serious? It took him 14 different times of voting to just make him speaker, number one. Number two, he participated and supported a treasonous effort to overthrow the government. And we're supposed to take him serious? 25%, I could be wrong, but 25% of our debt was occurred during the Trump years of the total, the grand total, 25%. If I could just say one sentence to that clown, I'd say, look, here's the deal. You roll back your tax hikes, we'll talk. Otherwise, we're not coming in. You created this, you either pay for it or get out. You're insulting the intelligence of all Americans. What do you think, man?
Yeah, no. I like that a lot. And I would even go a little more aggressive because I think that McCarthy is frankly just doing anything he can to stay in as speaker, and he's sort of playing Biden in a way, in a clumsy way, and it's not working. He's going back to their caucus saying, quote, we're nowhere near a deal. He did this morning to his caucus, nowhere near a deal on the debt limit. Quote, I need you all to hang with me on the debt limit. Now, he's saying that so that the Freedom Caucus doesn't call a vote on the speakership. They can do it again. Even one of them can do it again. It used to be it took 20 or 30% of them to do it. He had to agree to let one of them do it. You know how many sociopaths they have in the Republican caucus and not just in the Freedom Caucus? He's desperately afraid of that. He will do anything to stay on, even wreck America. You're right about the debt, because after when Trump came in, there was about $21 trillion. After Trump, it was $28 trillion, $7.8 trillion. He's stuck on there. A lot of it debt reduction for people in the top 1%. Now, there's a difference between voting for spending or voting against spending and voting to increase the debt limit. This has nothing to do with spending. The spending has already occurred. The bonds, the treasuries have already been issued. And here is the sad story. The minute that the debt limit is issued, Janet Yellen is going to have to sell another $600 or $700 billion in treasuries, put out new treasuries to pay interest on the debt, to pay Social Security, to pay for our defense, to pay salaries. Now, we will get more cash in this year, but we're still running deficits. That's different from the debt. The debt is the aggregate of all that we owe. The deficit is the yearly deficit. That has come down under Joe Biden. A lot of it spiked because of the pandemic. The pandemic's over. A lot of it had to do with hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure. 19 Republican senators voted for hard infrastructure. That's airports, bridges, water systems, roads. Now, what the Republican Party is saying, that they don't even want to pay for Trump's debt. Trump issued treasuries. Some of them are still outstanding. They don't want to pay them. They want to revisit every vote that they lost or that moderates overruled them on. The 19 Republican senators who voted for hard infrastructure were the moderates. The right-wing nuts voted against it. Now the right-wing nuts are going, well, we're not going to agree to pay the bonds. Listen, let me tell you something. What's happened is that the amount of interest we're paying on all the bonds that are out there now has gone up. I told you about 90-day treasuries. They're over 5%. They should be 1%, 1.5%. All the Republican Party is doing are two things. One of them costing us tens of billions of dollars in unnecessary interest that, frankly, could have been used for Social Security, could have been used to buy some nuclear submarines to keep the Red Chinese, the Communist Chinese, in check. And then the other thing that they are doing is China and Russia are watching this, and they're encouraging them. China and Russia know that they can't beat us. They can't beat us militarily. They can't beat us philosophically, in values, in our constitution, in our culture. They can't do any of that. But a house divided against itself cannot stand. Abraham Lincoln said that, and he's right. The house was divided between the North and the South in 1861. Abraham Lincoln solved that one. We got to solve this one. We've got to solve this one. And the fact is, let's raise the debt limit. When we raise the debt limit, then we negotiate on new spending. Fine. That's fine. There are plenty of things that there are legitimate concerns about in what's going on right now. Immigration, containing immigration at the southern border, containing immigration from the Middle East and from Africa and from Asia, keeping jihad out of this country, keeping cartels out of this country, stopping fentanyl coming into this country. And there are plenty of good faith disagreements over social policy. And I'm happy to hear all of them. But what there can't be good faith agreement on is whether or not the debt limit gets increased. Because if the debt limit doesn't get increased, it says, therefore, Janet Yellen can't honor the full faith and credit of the United States. The ace in the sleeve that Joe Biden has is the 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment says the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be questioned. It's passed in 1868 to make it clear that we were not going to pay the debts of the Confederacy, but we were going to pay the debts of the Union in gold, not in worthless paper. This is long before we went off the gold standard and when Nixon was president back in the 69 or 70. And that's constitutional. We have a corrupt Supreme Court. Three justices are on the take. Clarence Thomas is on the take. John Roberts' wife got $10.5 million, and Gorsuch got $500,000 for selling a worthless cabin out in Colorado, and not in a fancy part of Colorado either. We're not talking Aspen here. Yeah, we're not talking Aspen here, okay, or Vail. And these guys go down the line with the right-wing billionaires that funnel the money. They may say the 14th Amendment isn't good law. They can jump in the lake. They can jump in the lake. Abraham Lincoln told them to jump in the lake even before the 14th Amendment was passed, because he was assassinated before it was passed. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 50. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 58. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lows around 38. Tomorrow night, low 60s. Thursday, turning much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, low of 50 tonight. Highs reach 58 tomorrow. Lows level off around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order. Do not hang up. Tom and McFarland, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And I think that you touched on a Republican talking point that they want us to forget. And I also heard them say that the 14th Amendment is not good law. Well, you know what? Guess what? It's not a law. It's an amendment. And it doesn't matter if you don't think it's a good law. It's an amendment in the same way that the Second Amendment is an amendment. How fond they are of saying, well, you can't really talk about the intentions of the framers. It says specifically what it says in the Second, and that's what we have to go with. Well, we're going to apply that same logic to the 14th. And the 14th says specifically, full faith and credit of the United States. You're trying to bring in an argument that you've already deemed irrelevant when it comes to the Second. So we're going to say that it's irrelevant when it comes to the 14th. Full faith and credit, not question. End of story. Thank you.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And, you know, look, everybody, the Constitution trumps any statute. There's no statute any Congress can pass that can overcome the Constitution. If you want to amend the Constitution, you have to do it according to certain procedures. It takes 3/4 of the states. And the 14th Amendment after the First Amendment is the most important amendment. The first is the most important, and then the 14th. And the 14th, by the way, applies the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the states. Now, let me say something else. I think Biden has his ace in his sleeve, and June 1st is coming up pretty quick. Today is May 23rd, so we're talking 8 days. If McCarthy keeps these games up, because remember something, 30 members of the Freedom Caucus have told him, stop negotiating. If he continues to negotiate and says, all right, I got a deal. For instance, Biden's agreed to freeze spending this coming year to the 2023 level, which is a 5% cut in spending given inflation. And if he touts that, they say, no, you don't understand us. Now we're going to get ourselves a new speaker. He can't do that. What he is going to do is keep on playing games. At some point, and if I were Biden, I wouldn't wait till June 1st. I'd do it this weekend, Memorial Day. Actually, before Memorial Day. And you'd say very, very simply, guys, let me tell you something. The 14th Amendment does not permit us to go in the tank with the United States. So I've directed Janet Yellen to issue treasuries to cover the bills of the United States. There will be a lawsuit filed. It will probably be filed before Kaczmarek in Texas, who is the right-wing nut who's the one that barred the abortion drug, he will do anything the Republican Party says, anything. At that point, normally a litigant has to obey him until it goes to the Court of Appeals and then the Supreme Court. No, in this case, do what Abraham Lincoln did. You say, I do not recognize the right of any federal judge to overrule the Constitution. I do not recognize their ability to tell me what's constitutional. I'll tell them what's constitutional. Then the clowns who brought the action will go to the Fifth Circuit or wherever the Court of Appeals is. The clowns may say, stop doing it, Biden. And he will say, Abraham Lincoln said something, I'm going to say it now. Federal court cannot, any court cannot overcome the Constitution. Then it'll go to the Supreme Court, the nine of them. Frankly, none of them are any good, in my opinion, because all nine of them signed a letter saying they don't want an ethics rule applied to them. Who the hell do they think they are? Three of them are on the take. Clarence Thomas is the worst. He's the swing vote 5-4, who he's the guy that gutted the Voting Rights Act under Shelby v. Moore. He's the guy that that gave us Citizens United 5-4, and he's the guy in Dobbs 5-4 got rid of Roe v. Wade. He's on the take. He's on the take. Robert's wife got $10.5 million. Gorsuch got $500,000 for a crummy fishing cabin, not in a fancy part of Colorado. Let me tell you something. When you have corrupt judges sitting up there saying, we can tell you what the Constitution is and you can't tell us what the Constitution is, and you say, now, wait a minute. Number one, where in the Constitution does it say you can do that? Well, no. Well, that's just a custom over the last 200 years. Okay. And then number two, you're on the take. Why should we let people on the take tell us what the Constitution is when they don't have the right to do it? And then Biden, finally, this is not a nice way of saying this, saying there's only one commander in chief and that's me. And you have a handful of personal bodyguards with pop guns. Get the hell out of here. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in the mind? Mark from the SAC.
Well, getting to the Constitution, remember what it says in the preamble. In the preamble, it says, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, of which that is what Biden is attempting to do by invoking the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Because unless we keep the full faith and credit of the United States, I mean, we're not going to ensure justice. We're not going to ensure the domestic tranquility. We're undermining the common defense. We're not promoting the general welfare. And Republicans, the current crop of Republicans, might not like it, but they can bite me because that's what the Constitution says. They took an oath to the Constitution, not to their right-wing philosophy, but to the Constitution of the United States, and that they have to take the Constitution as amended because it was not. They knew it wasn't correct. It wasn't perfect. It said a more perfect union. And attempts to amend the Constitution have been attempts to perfect the Union, perfect the United States Constitution. And it has to be looked down as such because let's remember that it was the 14th Amendment, 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments that made people of color equal as citizens of the United States, otherwise than three-fifths of a person. That let's remember Clarence Thomas should be reminded that up until the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, the Emancipation Proclamation.
Right, Mark, we have to go to a break. Excellent comments, as always, and an excellent grasp of history. I always appreciate your calling in. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. A 5-year investigation by the Illinois Attorney General's office shows widespread allegations of sexual abuse among Catholic clergy across the state, along with a cover-up culture. The report found nearly 2,000 children were abused between 1950 and 2019, with 451 clergy members involved. AG Kwame Raoul.
Our investigation led to the disclosure of 348 more clerics than prior to our investigation.
Investigators say the majority of the suspected abusers have died. Training of Ukrainian pilots on the American-made F-16 jets has started in Poland and other countries. The EU foreign policy chief made the announcement at a meeting in Brussels. A spokesperson for Ron DeSantis confirmed reports the Florida governor plans to announce his launch for a 2024 presidential run tomorrow night during a Twitter Spaces event with CEO Elon Musk. This is ABC News.
Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media. And don't forget the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The state Senate holds its first hearing on the shared revenue overhaul bill today. Lawmakers want to use 20% of the state's sales tax income to send more money to local governments. But Republicans disagree on how to raise sales taxes in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. A study shows the Brewers Stadium has had more than a $2.5 billion impact on Wisconsin's economy. That's why a coalition is working to convince lawmakers to budget millions for upkeep. Coalition's Tracy Johnson says that money ends up all over Wisconsin.
That benefits the entire state. So the activity might be right here in southeastern Wisconsin, but the benefit is felt statewide.
Johnson on Newsmakers on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. In sports, the Astros bullied the Brewers last night 12-2, same two teams tonight, and Green Bay will host the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is unbelievable, and I want to talk about this. Harlan Crow, remember, he's the clown who gave all that money to Clarence Thomas, took him on expensive vacations for 20 years, including on a yacht to Indonesia and flying them and spending a lot of money on vacations, but also paying the boarding school tuition for the young man whom he's a relative of Clarence Thomas, a great nephew, and raising him as son, which is great. But he went to boarding school courtesy of Harlan Crow. And Harlan Crow also bought his Clarence Thomas's mom's house, put on a new roof, new gate, new locks. She stays there rent-free. None of this got reported. Jenny Thomas's wife has gotten very large sums of money from right-wing groups, and not reported. The Senate, and they did this, I think, kind of in a non-confrontational way, sent a letter to Harlan Crow saying, we want you to give us an accounting of every gift or amount of money in excess of $415, which is the reporting limit, in excess of $415 to Clarence Thomas, his wife, or to any other justice on the Supreme Court and their spouses. Harlan Crow gave him the bird. He comes back, he says, no, there's no way. You can't investigate a Supreme Court justice, therefore you can't investigate me. That's what he said. Now, here's what would normally happen. Here's what I think the response would be, and here's what I think should happen. What would normally happen is the Senate would then issue a subpoena. Subpoena, in Latin, sub under penalty means, in other words, under penalty of law, you better cough up what we want, or there will be penalties, including jailing, certainly fines, and so forth. If they subpoena Harlan Crow, and frankly, they should subpoena Clarence Thomas and his wife, but if they subpoena any of them, it'll go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is very likely to say, we are immune to subpoenas. We are immune to subpoenas. And you respond and you say, now, wait a minute, but what if you're being bribed? And what if you aren't being bribed by Harlan Crow, who's a right-wing clown, and wants you to, what if you were being bribed by Vladimir Putin? What if you were being bribed by organized crime? What if you were being bribed by Xi of China? That's the question you'd ask at oral argument, and they would say, you cannot investigate us. Now, Harlan Crow, by the way, this is a tangential, but it's important. He's the guy that has the collection of Hitler paintings. Hitler, by the way, painted. He was an artist. He went to art school in Vienna before he went into politics and became a genocidal, sadistic murderer. And Harlan Crow has a collection of his paintings, believe it or not, had them on his wall, and also has a garden in which he has statues of the greatest genocidal sadists in the history of the 20th century. So you have Stalin, you have Pol Pot, and all the rest of them. And I've said before, what kind of guy keeps that kind of stuff around? I mean, art, you know, I mean, do you like Picasso? Great, you know. Do you like The Last Supper? You put that, that's fine. I mean, you know, do you like Magritte? Do you like Norman Rockwell? Yeah, great. What, you like what, Hitler's paintings, and you like statues of murderers? That is a morbid thing. That's a very seriously morbid thing. Well, Harlan Crow has given that response. Now, one thing that could be done and that I think should be done is that Merrick Garland convene a grand jury. That's different. That's the big kahuna. That's the 800-pound gorilla. And a grand jury has subpoena power. And the prosecutors then would subpoena Harlan Crow, not from the Congress or the Senate, but from the grand jury. And they subpoena Clarence Thomas and his wife to appear before the grand jury and talk about what they were given. Now, Harlan Crow would bring a motion, because if he didn't, he'd go to jail for disobeying a grand jury subpoena. And that would bubble up through the judiciary to the Supreme Court. And Clarence Thomas and his wife would do the same thing. Then it comes down to the bribed people deciding whether they can be prosecuted for being bribed. I mean, and not to put too fine a point on this. In other words, corrupt people being telling people that they alone can decide whether they should be investigated. That's not right. That's just plain not right. And unlike an election where you could say, well, at least we can vote them out next time, you can't vote them out next time. Clarence Thomas took that position 30 years ago, about 1992. He was a very young man. He was in his 40s. there are justices that go on into their 80s. Most of them go on in their 80s, even 90s. He could be on the court another 20 years. And there was a study done by experts on how long this right-wing majority will stay in the Supreme Court, no matter who's elected president, Democrat or Republican, no matter how much the country needs to change. And they said it will be a majority till 2065. Well, 2065 is, 40 more years, 42 more years. In 2065, I will be, 118? I ain't going to be here. And I hope you're still here, but many of you won't be. Why should we tie up the country with crooks till 2065? What does that do? They've already gotten rid of the Voting Rights Act. They've already gotten rid of any controls on spending and politics by passing Citizens United. And both of them, Crooked Clarence Thomas was the swing vote, 5-4. They just got rid of Roe v. Wade, 5-4, and Crooked Clarence Thomas was the swing vote there. And there are plenty of other reinforcements for him. You have Alito, Gorsuch, you have all the rest of them. What can we do about this? When they take money, they can be investigated for bribery. That's what I would do. And frankly, if they say we're not going to respond, Biden has the right to send police and arrest them and put them in jail. That's what they would do if this were a drug cartel or organized crime. Here we're talking about the Supreme Court. It's not right. It's not right to have people who are on the take telling me or you, they work for us. We don't work for them. Telling us that we don't have the right even to inquire how much they took and who they took it from and why they took it. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens. I personally don't think Garland will do a damn thing, because Garland right now, I mean, how much investigating does a guy have to do? For 3 years, he's been investigating, and we're going to talk about that a little more in another segment. I don't think he's going to do it. None of the fake electors have been prosecuted. The only prosecutor's even looking at him is Fannie Willis in Atlanta, and she's not even an attorney general. She's a DA with a lot of guts, good person. And now the Georgia legislature passed a law saying that they can remove her. And I think they will remove her to protect Trump. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and it ends up with the corruption of the judiciary and the appearance of the rule of law, while essentially they shut down democratic norms. But that is the situation right now with Harlan Crow. Another breaking news, Ron DeSantis is going to announce for president at 6:30 tomorrow afternoon or evening Eastern time, 6 or 6:30, that's 5 or 5:30 Central time, our time. And he's going to do it on Twitter Spaces, which is a platform for audio chats hosted by Elon Musk. And actually, the actual host will be another tech entrepreneur named Sachs, who's a friend of Elon Musk's and a DeSantis supporter. I think what DeSantis is trying to do is, you know how many followers Elon Musk has on Twitter? 140 million. 140 million. There are only 350 million people in the whole United States. Now, some of these followers are obviously from other countries. 140 million. That's what DeSantis is trying to tap into. On the other hand, Musk is a strange ranger. A very talented guy. I mean, my hat's off to the guy. He's younger than I am. And if somebody had suggested to me, why don't you take on the motor companies and do a new car company and take on NASA and do a new rocket company, I'd say you're out of your mind. The guy's amazing. We're going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for going. What's in your mind today, Joe?
Yesterday, you had talked about a comment that Josh Hawley had made in reference to this debt ceiling and the 14th Amendment. And I guess I was so astounded at what he said, which was basically along the lines of, if I were Joe Biden, I'd look at the 14th Amendment, but I don't want to tell him what to do because it's not in my interest to do that. And I mean, my jaw dropped when I heard that statement, Matt, and I went back and looked at news articles, and yeah, that's about what he said. It's not in my interest. I guess that ties in, and I'm furious when I think about this, because it's in the interest of everybody, but particularly people who are in Congress, to solve this problem. We know what's ahead if the country defaults. Only an idiot would not know that you're putting the full faith and credit of our government, you know, on skid row. Come on now. I mean, we know that people will lose their jobs. We know that, interest rates will soar. We know that it'll be harder to buy a house, that it'll be harder for people to make debt payments. That, I mean, on and on. We know what the outcome of this is going to be. Not good if we can't come to an agreement. So for this Senator, Josh Hawley, to say, but it's not in my interest. I guess it comes back to the statement that you just made a few moments ago when talking about the Supreme Court, when you said they work for us. And I think it's so easy for us to forget that. They're supposed to be working for, as Mark was saying, the general welfare for us. And I think it is enraging to hear of a member of Congress say, well, it's not in my interest to tell him what to do. I think he should do that, but it's not in my interest to tell him. What are his interests in, you know, shutting down the government so the court, the Republicans win? What does that mean when he says it's not in my interest to come to an accord where this country could be saved from financial mess like that we haven't seen in ages? Anyway, I know I'm going on here, Matt, but the fact you brought it up yesterday was so provocative to me, and then to go back and find out that, yes, that's exactly what the guy said and how awful it is. Thanks for the opportunity, Matt. I appreciate it.
Well, Joe, I always appreciate your calls, and I'm going to take one more call, and then I'm going to respond to you after that. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. Nice call, Joel, as always. No matter how much corruption there is in the GOP, nothing gets done because it's all about power. The corruption Trump and the corrupt Thomas. Nothing's going to get done because the Republicans do not care about corruption. It's all about keeping power, and it's not about doing what is right for the country. And quite frankly, I'm tired. So I hope something changes in the near future because we cannot go on this way, Matt. It's not good for the health of the country. For God's sake, pay your bills. Get rid of the debt limit. And Thomas should be gone. But the reason it won't happen is because Biden might appoint a Democrat for the Supreme Court. So it goes on and on. And thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, Paul, you really nailed it, as you always do. And it is about that. And to Joe's point, and then, of course, I'll get to it right after the break, but these are, you know, McCarthy was one of the people who voted not to certify Joe Biden. Hawley was a guy that gave the fist bump to the insurrectionists. He does not care about the interests of the United States. He cares about being in the U.S. Senate and keeping his own power. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 50. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 58. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lows around 38. Tomorrow night, low 60s. Thursday, turning much warmer on Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Once again, low of 50 tonight, highs reach 58 tomorrow, lows level off around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 86.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
To Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, I've got a lot on my mind, but boy, after I get done listening, I even got more. Thank you very much, Matt. Great show. Excellent callers. I hope people are getting educated. I like the word woke, but Republicans have tried to soil that concept, but then they soil everything that they touch. I think people really need to wake up and really, truly start investigating the people that they vote for, because most of these people are put in by multinational corporation big money. And it's, you know, it's happening in other countries. They don't want democracy. They don't want our vote. And we don't like it, and we don't want it to be that way. And the only way that we are going to stop it is to vote for the people, and it happens to be the people with a D after their name, and we will keep them accountable, that care about our country. Now, these people that I didn't know about, you know, they're so worried about the national debt, but they want to keep those tax cuts for the wealthiest. And guess what? Even though we're having big climate change, which we can all see every day, there's storms all over the place. I've been keeping track of what's going on with that. It's like, oh, my gosh, another big storm outage or outbreak. But anyway, if pay attention to the news every night and see what's happening in our country, the national news. But these national corporations, some of the big oil guys, they want to make sure that, you know, they don't have to wait for their permits. Well, that's in there. You know, the ability to lower prescription drug prices to cut costs on Medicaid and Medicare. Oh, no, we can't do that. Lots of money coming in from those drug companies. You guys need to know who's paying for the people that are representing you in office, because you're being given a line of crap if you're voting for Republicans, because they don't work for us. And great callers ahead explaining things, because this is unbelievable. They're not trying to just get those lazy people who are getting food assistance. They're out there to get money for their people that are putting money back in their coffers. I mean, there should be a law against that. It's like the mafia getting money to promote causes. Give me a break. Thanks, Matt. It's just unbelievable. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks a lot, Gene. As always, appreciate your call. And I'm going to get to an issue here before we go back to the lines. There's an act of violence that just occurred in Russia, not surprisingly, but I'm more interested in comparable violence in this country. In Russia, Vladimir Putin just poisoned another guy. He poisoned Pyotr Kucherenko, deputy minister of science and higher ed, because he had criticized the war in Ukraine. Kucherenko gets on a plane, and the Kucherenko suddenly goes, oh, my God, you're my forehead, and he dies of poisoning. Now, Russia is a genocidal, sadistic culture now under Putin and what it's doing in Ukraine. But, you know, he's killed about 40 or so people in his government, throws them out of windows, usually strangles them sometimes. I'm amazed, quite frankly, that he doesn't, that the chickens don't come home to roost. Has it ever occurred to these guys? It's going to be you next time. But let me tell you something. The Republican Party has introduced violence in rhetoric and, in fact, in our own culture for the first time since the 1860s. What do I mean? Let me give you a quotation which you won't believe. Just happened the other day. The governor of South Carolina is a Republican. His name is Henry McMaster. And at the GOP convention that was held recently, here's what he said, quote, this is to a convention, quote, I look forward to the day that Democrats are so rare, we have to hunt them with dogs, end quote. Henry McMaster, governor of South Carolina at the GOP convention, quote, I look forward to the day that Democrats are so rare that we have to hunt them with dogs. The Democratic Party down there demanded an apology. The problem is when a governor talks like that, there are 18-year-olds who have emotional disturbances and they have guns. Listen to that. They listen to that. There's a culture of violence and violent rhetoric in the Republican Party right now. Started with Donald Trump when he called for Hillary Clinton, quote, to be taken care of by the Second Amendment people, end quote. And for Hillary Clinton's bodyguards, quote, to be disarmed, end quote. You have Paul Gosar, this crazy congressman from Arizona, who put out a video in which he kills Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and physically hits and wounds Biden, and nothing happened to him. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene, who called for the assassination of Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, but before she was in Congress, nothing happened to her. When they keep talking like that, 18-year-olds who can buy AR-15s hear it. They hear it. The Republican Party will not police itself, and it will not in any respect even criticize that kind of talk. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison for our last call. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, today I was reading this article about all the G7 leaders, just about to a person, how unpopular they are. And it, you know, has to do, obviously, with the coming out of the pandemic. And yet you look at us, we came out of it fantastic compared to most, except for a little lingering inflation. And actually, I blame that more on price gouging than inflation. You know, they're taking advantage of a situation. And the automakers now, I read a thing that the supply chain, they thought by now that automobile prices would start coming down, and they haven't. And it's pretty obvious some of these industries are just gouging our eyes out. And I just don't understand the Democrats can't convey to this country, we are actually came out of the pandemic far better than anybody in the world. Biden's done a fantastic job with job creation, everything across the board. And yet it just doesn't add up.
Well, you know, one of the criticisms leveled at us in the past has been, we're great at governing, but not great at messaging. Well, messaging is marketing. It's the cherry on the sundae. What really matters is the governing. That said, I think the message has gone out, and you're absolutely right, that Biden and frankly, the United States, everybody has done a better job getting out of the pandemic and getting out, frankly, of the recession worldwide and the supply chain problems, the inflation, than anybody else by a lot of percentage points. That message has got to be carried to everybody in this upcoming election. Our economy has never been in stronger shape, and that's why the Republicans want to wreck it by having us welsh on our debts, which we won't do. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Down. Hey. There ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down. Back down. This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home.
Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story.
ABC News. I'm Alexis.